Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of Christ. Chapter 3. Christ is the most objective, direct, and concentrated manifestation of who is the unique Creator God of the heavens and the earth. The Scriptures teach us that God manifested and manifests Himself to human beings in a variety of ways, and that the existence of the Creator God of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them can also be perceived clearly by the very things created by the Lord. Romans 1:20a. For since the creation of the world His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. On the other hand, although the created things express the power, divinity, and various other invisible attributes of God, they do not reveal more comprehensively how God wants to relate to each human being. Although the created things announce multiple characteristics of the eternal Lord, God has reserved the revelation of another part of His attributes for an especially distinctive or specific way. Thus, from the proclamation of the Gospel and the coming of Christ as the supreme gift of God to human beings, the revelation of who God is or how God is has passed on to a still much broader, profound, detailed, and objective level. In Christ Jesus, God began to manifest who He is or how He is in a much broader and more precise manner, as His very Scriptures declare. John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, is the beloved Son of God, is the heavenly Son who came as the Christ sent by God into the world to reveal the unique Creator God in a way that had never been done in any other time of human history. Hebrews 1:1-4. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. What wonderful words are exposed in these last texts that were recently seen above and in which it is informed that Christ is the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of Heavenly Father. Christ is the Son of God the Creator. Christ is the one through whom God created the universe. Christ is the brightness of the glory of God. Christ is the express image of God's person. Christ is the one who sustains all things by the word of the power of God. Christ is the one who has the name above every name. For being who He is, Christ also told His disciples. John 14:9-11. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." John 10:30. I and my Father are one. Christ, the living and voluntary offer of God to human beings, is the exact expression of God as offerer. The characteristics of Christ show the attributes of God. If anyone wants to know how God loves, one can look at the way Christ loves. If anyone wants to know how God works in righteousness, one can look to Christ and know how God works in righteousness. If anyone wants to observe how God forgives the sinner, One can check the narrative about Christ which describes his most distressing moment and see how Christ forgave the criminal on the cross at his side and how Christ asked the Heavenly Father that the sin of crucifying the Lord should not be imputed to those who crucified him, and so on. Christ is the faithful expression of the Heavenly Father himself providing and freely offering his reconciliation to every human being, as described below. 2 Corinthians 5 18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation / that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Although Christ was the chief preacher of the gospel, is the perfect Lamb who was sacrificed, is the one who prophesied many words about future times, and is the master of his disciples, Christ is, above all, the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person. If one does not come to like Christ, one will not come to like God either, for Christ is also God and Christ is the express image of who or how God is. It is impossible for anyone to speak truthfully that he or she loves God but does not love or despises Christ. There is no way to dissociate Christ from God or dissociate Christ from God's personal testimony about Christ. 1 John 5, 9-10. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself, he who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Christ is the face of God revealed for people to know how God is. Christ is God face to face with the human being. Christ is the living Word of God who came down from heaven to manifest himself among human beings and to show God palpably and tangibly to them so that the most intimate attributes of God may be known, touched, and contemplated very closely or personally. 1 John 1, 1-3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Looking at this last text of 1 John chapter 1, it can be observed that the list of who is Christ shows again to be more and more extensive, namely, Christ is the heavenly life that has manifested itself to the world. Christ is the very eternal life that was with the Heavenly Father and that became manifested to the world. Christ is the tangible provision of God so that people may have fellowship with the Heavenly Father and the Son of his love. Christ is the means or the way for people to have a true fellowship also among them. Christ is the eternal light that comes down from God. Christ is the light that can never be extinguished in those who receive it and keep it in their hearts. And the express image of God's person is the major aspect that this heavenly light illuminates for people. John 1, 4-9, and verse 14. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ is God present with people in a way that people can know about God everything they need to know about him. Isaiah 7, 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign: behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Christ is God present with people so that people also receive from the same heavenly life that is in God himself. 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Only God can provide true life or eternal life. And if Christ is the means for us to have the life of God, it is because Christ is also God. Christ is the envoy of God, but Christ is also God sending forth himself as the eternal offer of eternal life. The Heavenly Father, the Son of God's love, and the Holy Spirit are one God, although there is a distinct or specific participation of each one of them in their actions on the entire universe. In the universe, many things only exist because of the participation or the action of more than one person. A home for a couple, for instance, is one home, but it is made up of the participation of the husband and the wife. Once something has been done together, there is no longer any way to make an exact division of what was done by each spouse. Although there was the distinct participation of each party in what was accomplished, what was done together became one. The scriptures tell us that the Heavenly Father is in a position above the Lord Jesus Christ, but they also teach that the Lord Jesus Christ is an integral and inseparable part of who God is. 1 Corinthians 15:27-28. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. Therefore let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, Christ, and the Word, Christ, was with God, and the Word, Christ, was God. He, Christ, was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, Christ, and without him, Christ, nothing was made that was made. God's option in converging a more profound revelation of himself to human beings through his beloved Son was, for example, an option of the Heavenly Father himself to show that his glory also extends in favor of those who are to be constituted heirs of God, those who through faith in Christ receive the Holy Spirit as the guarantee of their eternal inheritance in the Lord. Ephesians 1:3-14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him, in Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. The gospel of God offers Christ so that we may know in a living and tangible way the most sublime provision that the Heavenly Father could provide for the salvation of humankind. Nevertheless, the fact that the gospel is also the gospel of Christ shows us that God calls us to have fellowship with him in all the most prominent aspects of his being. In Christ, God reveals how his eternal love works in favor of those and through those who allow the Heavenly Father to guide them as children through his Holy Spirit. In Christ, God reveals the perfect unity of existence and purpose of the eternal Heavenly Father, the only begotten Son of God, and his eternal Holy Spirit. John 16:27. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.